Today is the 26th day of the nation's longest-running partial federal government shutdown. And with that shutdown, safety on the Kuskokwim River has become more expensive. For decades, Bethel Search and Rescue has flown with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to monitor winter river conditions. But with that government service closed, Bethel Search and Rescue is having to turn to pricey commercial airlines for help. When the weather changes, so does the Kuskokwim River. But what doesn't change is that people still need to travel on that river. Bethel Search and Rescue lets travelers know which routes are safe. Perry Barr is the organization's vice president.
You know, a lot of that is preventative. We have become more active in trying to prevent tragedies.
Tragedies like losing people to open holes in the ice, which has not happened this winter, but which has happened too many times in the past.
So that's kind of the biggest reason as to why we do a lot of the surveys.
Surveys where Search and Rescue flies the river, observing and taking note of ice conditions.
We want to see where the open holes are, where we have areas where the ice maybe hasn't really formed, or we have areas where there's thin ice. We can see the type of ice that is actually building. Is it clear ice that may indicate a stronger surface versus dirty ice that may have air pockets in it and not freeze as stiffly? And then, of course, some debris that may be found on the river that are dangerous to traffic.
The most important time to check these ice conditions is after a warm-up, and Bethel just experienced a big warm-up. This weekend, temperatures plummeted to 25 degrees below zero. Then, in the following days, temperatures shot up to nearly 40 degrees. Usually, Bethel Search and Rescue would be calling a pilot at the local U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service office to schedule a survey, but the current government shutdown has shuttered that partnership.
We've always had a relationship with them. I would say it would stretch more than 20 years.
The Fish and Wildlife Service doesn't charge Search and Rescue for these flights. Now, Search and Rescue is having to turn to commercial airlines to charter a plane, and the going rate is about $1,000 per hour. That's a steep price for a donation-based organization that runs off an annual budget of about $60,000. Barr believes there are better ways for the nation's leaders to work out issues rather than closing the government.
I don't necessarily think that butting heads within government is a great example to the American people.
Organizations along the Kuskokwim River have another example to offer. Last week, two tribes, Bethel ONC and the native village of Napaimute, helped Bethel Search and Rescue fund a charter flight, making everyone a bit safer. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.